Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, September 5th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Titanus. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we dive deep into fascinating topics from Wikipedia, engaging in thought-provoking discussions along the way. Today, we're going to explore a unique and remarkable creature from Earth's past, Titanus. Now, Titanus isn't your typical dinosaur. It's actually a giant flightless bird that roamed the Americas during the late Miocene to the early Pleistocene epochs, roughly 5 million to 1.8 million years ago. This bird is part of a group known as Forus Rhesiidae, often called terror birds. The name alone conjures images of an enormous, fierce creature stalking its prey. And believe it or not, Titanus lived up to that hype. Standing at an impressive height of about 10 feet tall, with a massive beak and long legs built for speed, Titanus was a formidable predator. Its weight could reach around 400 pounds, making it one of the largest terrestrial carnivores of its time. Can you imagine something like that lumbering through your neighborhood? It was sleek but powerful, perfectly adapted to run and hunt. But here's an interesting aspect to consider. While Titanus lived during a time when many of today's mammals were emerging, the dominant predators in North America were not as large as it was. Most of them were smaller mammals or reptiles. Titanus filled a unique ecological niche, hunting animals smaller than itself, likely using its incredible speed to catch prey. So, who was Titanus hunting? Some scientific evidence suggests it preyed on smaller mammals and birds, but it might have also scavenged on carcasses. Picture it, racing across the plains, utilizing its sharp eyesight to identify movement in the brush. Perhaps it had a diet quite similar to some of today's modern flightless birds like emus or even ostriches. Let's pause for a moment and reflect. What modern creatures do you think might remind us of Titanus? Have you ever encountered a bird that left you in awe with its size or behavior? Nature has a way of surprising us, doesn't it? Interestingly, Titanus had a close relative, the South American species, which might make you wonder how these birds evolved and migrated. Initially part of a group that originated in South America, Titanus crossed into North America through what's known as the Isthmus of Panama, which formed around 3 million years ago, allowing for a mingling of species from both continents. Imagine how the arrival of such a predator changed the dynamics among existing ecosystems. Now, the story of Titanus isn't just about its size and hunting prowess. What makes it particularly captivating is its role in the greater narrative of evolution. Titanus shares a distant lineage with today's modern birds, descending from a group of theropod dinosaurs. It raises an intriguing question about adaptation and survival. How do species transform over millions of years to survive in vastly different environments? Consider this. Titanus disappeared from the fossil record at the same time the Ice Age began to reshape North America. Was it competition with emerging mammalian predators? Did climate changes render it unable to find enough food? It's difficult to pinpoint an exact reason for its extinction, but the themes of adaptation and survival are universal across time. Now let's dig a bit deeper into Titanus's anatomy. Its long legs weren't just for show, they were adapted for speed. Researchers speculate that they could sprint as fast as 30 miles per hour. With such speed and agility, Titanus could effectively chase down prey or escape danger when necessary. But did you know it also had a massive, hooked beak packed with powerful muscles? This beak was designed for tearing flesh, implying that it was a fierce competitor in its ecosystem. It's crucial to note how the discovery of Titanus fossils, particularly in Argentina and North America, highlights the importance of paleontology in understanding Earth's biological history. Each fossil tells a story, not just of what lived before, but how current species emerged and evolved. What is the most surprising fact about Titanus that you've learned today? Was it the size, the hunting capabilities, or its unique place in evolutionary history? Each of these attributes contributes to the fascinating tapestry of life that has come and gone on our planet. To wrap things up, Titanus reminds us of the intricacies of evolution and the persistent dance between predator and prey. Its existence prompts us to reflect on how ecosystems are interconnected and how changes in one species can ripple through the entire ecological fabric. As you ponder this grand tale of Titanus, I encourage you to dig deeper. Explore more about Forus Racidae or the periods in which Titanus thrived. Consider how ecosystems today mirror these age-old interactions. What lessons can we draw from a giant bird that lived in a world so different yet so intertwined with ours? Thank you for joining me on this captivating exploration of Titanus. Until next time on Wikipedia, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep the curiosity flowing.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Titanus. Thanks for listening. See you next time.